This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. A bone marrow transplant can be a life-saving treatment for leukemia patients. The story of one local man battling the disease is the reason behind a bone marrow drive this weekend at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. During homecoming activities at the Grove tomorrow, you can register as a bone marrow donor, assisted by over 150 volunteer students from the Medical Lab Science Program. Joining me to talk about the drive are Melanie Moffitt, whose husband Andrew is a cancer patient, and Debbie Wisner, Program Director for Medical Laboratory Science at ULM. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
Melanie, I want to start with you just for you to tell the story about Andrew's diagnosis and about how you really got into all of this.
Okay. Last July, my husband thought he had a sinus infection. He was 28, never goes to the doctor. He said he was going to go to the doctor. I thought, okay, right, I'll believe it when I see it. So lo and behold, he went. We went out of town that weekend. They said, oh, here's some antibiotics, but... You know, he felt bad all weekend. We thought that maybe the antibiotics were making him sick. We got home that Monday. He got a call saying his white blood count didn't look right. Come back for some more testing. Dropped me off at home. Came home and said he had leukemia. And I was 6 months pregnant, kind of panicked a little bit. We made lots of phone calls, and we were at LSUS by the end of that week. And he spent 28 days there. He had one round of chemo then and ended up with three more rounds throughout the rest of the last year. And he was officially in remission in October 10th, I believe.
So just a few weeks ago.
Last October. He's been in remission for a year now.
Okay. So how did this translate into you working on behalf of the bone marrow registry?
Even though he's in remission, if it ever comes back, he will require a bone marrow transplant. They won't be able to do any more chemo. So at this point, a match for him has not been found. So it's kind of my mission now to, with all hopes that it doesn't come back. If it does, I want to be prepared the best we can.
And so how did you start working with ULM as far as putting together a drive?
I had talked to a friend who had done some drives in the past here, and she said Debbie had helped her in the past, and I knew Debbie from church, so I gave her a call, and she's been helping me since then, thankfully.
Debbie Wisner, ULM was instrumental in hosting a very large bone marrow drive just a few years ago.
2007, that's correct. We held the largest bone marrow drive ever on a college campus in the United States. And so those young students and people who joined the registry at that time, a lot of those students have graduated, and we have new students and that are not on the registry that we really want to encourage them to come out and sign up to be on the bone marrow registry this Saturday. The bone marrow registry, there is only one registry. So if it was a different company that sponsored the drive, it's still everyone goes on to the same bone marrow registry database.
So how are the students in your medical laboratory science program working to help make this drive happen?
The students in the medical lab science program, along with all the departments in the College of Health Sciences, have joined together to serve as volunteers at the bone marrow drive this Saturday out in the Grove. And they are going to be manning the table, helping people with paperwork, with actually the swab, instructing them how to perform the swab, checking that all the paperwork is completed correctly, and then giving them a big thank you. Once a person is on the registry, they do not have to fill out paperwork or get swabbed again. You're on the registry forever. So we encourage anyone who has not joined the registry at a previous bone marrow drive to please, please come out and consider. It's a simple cheek swab. You swab each side of your cheek for 10 seconds each. That is it. Fill out a little bit of paperwork, come out to the Grove, have a great time, party atmosphere. We hope to see everyone out there.
So really, the time commitment for getting tested is very, very small, and it's potentially a life-saving test if you're chosen to be able to donate.
That's correct. It will take, on average, 5 minutes to complete the paperwork, and then the simple cheek swab will not take long at all.
So part of the fund this weekend for homecoming could be potentially saving a life. This is from 10 to 4 in the Grove. where exactly in the Grove? Do you have a location?
Yes, that's correct. We have two locations, one in the main Grove next to the ULM bookstore trailer where they sell T-shirts. So that is next to a sidewalk on the backside of the scoreboard. And then the other donor station will be in Heritage Park, which is the new alumni tailgating area that is located between the Alumni Center and the President's home on Bonaire.
So this is from 10 until 4 throughout the homecoming activities. To take just a few minutes that might save a life. And then if you, by some reason, can't make it out as part of homecoming this weekend, there is another drive going on Sunday, too. Is that right?
Yes, there is a second drive on Sunday at First United Methodist Church in West Monroe from 10 to 1. It's on the service road past Walmart in West Monroe. Look for all the pumpkins.
So all the details are on the ULM webpage. Melanie Moffitt and Debbie Weisner, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.